T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:35 here on this Friday. It's the second day of March 2018. I'm John Reed. Glad to have you here on Richmond's Morning News. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the PR firm Spring Story, is with us every Friday to give us a roundup of news that might have slipped by us on the radar screen. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, you got to remember the microphones are always on. Rule number one. Right.
Well, yes, I'm reminded of that during our commercial breaks on a regular basis. So who's the villain of the week here?
Villain of the week, John, it's, everybody involved in the Redskins deal. They got dragged back into the limelight this week as city council had to renegotiate this big debt we owe to one of the NFL's wealthiest teams. So city council this week had to, we borrowed some money. We borrowed $10 million to help, a lot of money. And, you know, they said at the time back in 2013, oh, don't worry about it. We'll be able to pay this back. 5 years. Give us a few years. It'll be fine. Well, that didn't happen, John, as you know, and hopefully we'll remember all of that as we have other deals ahead of us. But city council had to basically agree to pay $750,000 every year for the next 15 years, an $8.6 million payout. And that's on top of $500,000 we're giving to the Washington Redskins every year. They practice here.
Yeah, that's a lot of money out of pocket. In hindsight, I guess it looks like a bad deal, but they must have thought it was a good deal at the time.
You know, you'd think that, John. I think the people involved in the deal tried to convince us that it was good, and they don't want to listen to a lot of the other arguments. People in Richmond bring up cautions a lot of times, and they're told, stop being negative, don't want to see us succeed, et cetera, et cetera. And now, you know, here we are again. So it's kind of like you making that bad deal with the credit card a long time ago, and now you've got to pay it off. But this is all really coming up on the July 1st deadline, where we have to decide, do we want to renew our deal with the Redskins? They're going to be here practicing this summer and then two more summers. So do we want to keep them here?
It ain't over yet. Hey, let's talk about new ideas, again, related to the city budget, specifically about modernizing city schools. Paul Goldman's out there with a plan?
Paul Goldman, he always has an idea or two.
He does, doesn't he?
To the public discourse, yeah. And the Free Press had a kind of a preview of his plan to help with the city schools without raising taxes, and he hasn't released it yet. We're going to be looking for that in the next week. It's a 27-page plan. He says he can find $21 million that we have now, and that would take care of modernizing 19 schools within 7 years and get the rest done within 12.
Well, if there's anybody who knows which rocks to look under to find money, it's Paul Goldman. He seems to have been around the block and knows the ins and outs there at City Hall. Hey, I also wanted to ask you about Homeland. So the movie crew's out of here. Do you think they're coming back?
I'm not sure. We're certainly going to try. They were, everybody that films here seems to have a good time in Richmond. Mm-hmm. They seem to have it easy. They like Virginia. Virginia treats them well. And in fact, CBS6 was reporting how much the show invested here was $45 million over that 6 months and beyond. So, I don't know if you've been watching it, but Richmond is really visible on the show.
It's right, yeah.
See the, Jefferson Hotel lobby plays a big role. Julep's restaurant downtown. A lot of scenes. I mean, if you live here, you see Richmond.
Well, that's exciting for us. And the show does pretty well with the regular audience that doesn't realize they're looking at Richmond.
That's right. And you can catch that on Showtime if you want to see what it looks like. I think you can skip ahead, too. You don't have to watch all six seasons to catch up. You can start with season seven and see what's going on.
And where will you be this weekend? Do you have tickets to any special events?
I don't, but I know you're not going to be watching the Oscars, or maybe you're still in that decision. I heard you talking about
that. I'm trying to figure it out. I usually get sucked in one way or another.
Yeah. Well, there. One thing you could do this weekend is the Virginia Wine Expo. If you want to kind of avoid the Hollywood stuff on TV, that's already kicked off this week, but they have the really big thing tomorrow and Sunday at Main Street Station. It's also a good chance to see, if you haven't been down there to Main Street Station and see its new renovations. It's beautiful. And the Wine Expo, you pay $55. You can walk around and taste every single wine you want to taste for 3 hours. So that's a lot.
Oh, well, let's hope Uber is working right at the end of that.
Yeah. I sense a surge in Uber pricing.
No
on that
kidding.
Day,
you know? And that's at virginiawineexpo.com for more information. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly, the founder of Spring Story. I'm always happy to talk to you and look forward to grabbing coffee together maybe in the next week or so. Thank you.
You too, John. Have a good weekend.
You too, Jason. Thanks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.